The story that the church puts before us in the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel is pivotal to that early community's understanding of not only who Jesus is, but who they are. It is the only miracle of Jesus that is recorded in all four Gospels. It's the only one that all four evangelists record. In St. John's Gospel, it stands at the very beginning of chapter 6. And chapter 6, as it unfolds, will be Jesus speaking about the bread of life and the gift of the Eucharist. And in all of the evangelists and in the life of the early church, it was clearly understood that this feeding of the 5,000 was fundamentally an invitation to faith in the Eucharist. Well, I suggest that there are any number of lessons we could take from the reading, but I would suggest three of them. Number one, the kingdom of God is found in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus of Nazareth is the human face of God. And the words and the deeds of Jesus have but one purpose: to proclaim, to reflect, to announce, to demonstrate, to show the gracious love of God. A love of God that is inclusive, a love of God that is meant to touch every single human being. A love of God that knows no bounds. A love of God that is prodigal and overflows. A love of God that is saving and life-giving for human beings. The second lesson to be learned is that most of us, most of the time, most human beings, when confronted with a challenge, we will choose to reflect more on scarcity than abundance, and we will choose to reflect more on limitation and weakness rather than strength. We will choose to do what is comfortable more often than not, rather than what pushes us far beyond where we presently stand. We will choose to do what is expedient. We will choose to do what is efficient. We will choose to do what is cost-effective. And in the process, we would choose something smaller rather than something larger. And that's precisely the role that Philip and Andrew play in the story. Jesus says, "Where am I going to get enough food to feed all these people?" And immediately Philip says, "You can't do it. There isn't enough. Even if we had 6 months' wages, we couldn't buy enough bread to give every one of these people a little bit." And chiming right in, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, says, "All we've got here is very limited. We've got this boy over here who's got 5 barley loaves and a couple of fish." More often than not, we will choose to see scarcity rather than abundance, to see limitation rather than strength, to opt for what we know rather than what we don't know. The third lesson to be learned in the reading today is that with that gift that you and I are and have, with that human ingenuity and human talent and human resource, with the gift of the earth that is ours, as limited as that is, as small as we may perceive it to be, as insufficient as we might think it is, when that gift is placed in the service of the kingdom, there is enough. There is enough for me, and there is enough for everyone else. And in fact, there's plenty left over. Scarcity moves to abundance. Limitation moves to strength. Jesus doesn't do that on his own. He depends on the gift of those standing around him. He depends on that young boy who had 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. He depends on the willingness to bring whatever it is and put it at the service of the kingdom. And when that happens, then there is enough. Well, those lessons can apply in my personal life, my family life, my life in a community, my life in a society. Rather than concentrating on weakness and limitation, we're invited to concentrate on strength. And rather than presuming scarcity and less, we're asked to presume enough and abundance. Now, I can't do that unless I get beyond myself. I can't do that unless I get beyond what I know. I can't do that unless I'm willing to step out beyond where I presently stand. And that's what Jesus asks those disciples to do, to move beyond where they are. Now, this story, the story of the loaves and the fishes, is the beginning of that 6th chapter. And it becomes, if you will, the occasion for Jesus to challenge those hearers about the kingdom of God and invite them to recognize their role in being a visible expression of the love of God. The Eucharist is simply that. It is the sacrament by which God becomes present among us, feeds us, nurtures us, and transforms us, that we, in our own way, in our own household, at our job, in our neighborhood, in our community, might stand to give testimony by the words, but more than that, by the deeds we do, of the inclusive, full, gracious, generous love of God that knows no limits and invites all to the table.